Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Warning. Things are about to get intense.
I mean, Bree and I are talking like that intense moment when the room stops, maybe time stops, when everything might be going around you, but you're looking at that one person dead in the eyes, or a maple donut in our eyes. Usually I'm giving that stare down when I want to ask my husband for his credit card so I can go shopping.
Ooh, that is the intense that I like.
Intense heat, lasting plump.
From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York.
Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts.
Available in 8 sizzling shades. Blush, Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and many more.
And you know me with that red, nothing like a red flag on my sizzling lips.
Oh, we know it, girl. Can you take that heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you.
Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
What up, Bella Army? Welcome back to the Bella's Podcast.
All right, you all have spoken. We have heard. We have a special baby daddy episode for you all.
That is right. We have Brian and Artem on the podcast today talking babies, pregnancy, and more.
Plus, Brian is talking about his wardrobe malfunction at the Elimination Chamber.
Ooh, all right, here we go.
Happy Wednesday, Bella Army. I'm Bree.
And I'm Nicole, and this is the Bella's Podcast.
And we all know my husband is super private, so I can't believe the private part you all saw.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it either. So you know what that means. It's time for opening up.
So let's pop that bottle.
All right, everyone. Today, we are opening up with some Shirley Gingers. And you know what? I'm going to have to put this recipe up on the IG story because these are very yummy, right, Brie?
So good.
So good. And you know why I picked Shirley Gingers today?
Why?
Because this is our baby daddy's special episode.
All right, you guys. So we have seen it all over Twitter. You guys want to know so badly Brian and Artem and what they think about fatherhood. Artem being a first-time dad. Brian being a second-time dad. So we have them on the podcast today. We're so excited. So first, we're going to interview Brian. But before we get to babies, there was a really big situation that happened last week that everyone's talking about, Sweetface, and I really think we need to talk about it.
Are you talking about how I landed on my neck and everybody thought I was really, really hurt?
Brian, well,
that was the one that you, the first thing that you texted me about?
Yeah.
Or wait, you didn't text me about that. You texted me about this other thing.
Okay, so in my defense, I talked to you on the phone about the neck thing.
Yes.
And so that was very concerning. And then I went straight to Twitter because I wanted to see what it looked like.
Who called you immediately about it?
Yes, Nicole called me immediately.
That terrified me.
But
and
then,
I could tell how you sold it amazing, but I kept watching it and how you, landed there, stayed there. It was
Your poor
scary.
Neck. As a wife, it's just can be very upsetting. But then my sister, so you and I get off the phone and I'm about to go to sleep. And then Nicole goes, I feel bad sending this. But
I told you not to say anything, by the way. So that makes me upset that she said something because I said, don't say anything.
I didn't say anything right away because I wanted Brian to sleep
a little
bit.
Okay, but you promised me you wouldn't. You promised.
Okay,
me.
Can we tell the listeners what you text me?
I just sent you the screenshot.
She sent me a screenshot of my husband's balls.
Oh,
live
okay,
on TV.
That sounds terrible. Okay, let me say it because Bree just made that sound so weird. When I can't catch a pay-per-view, I always scroll through the hashtag because it trends on Twitter worldwide. So I was scrolling through the Elimination Chamber hashtag because I wanted to know about the women's match. And then there was this screenshot that I'm just going to read it. Oh, no, but I deleted it all, I think, because I didn't want to have it on my phone.
Heaven forbid somebody hacks your phone and they find my balls on there.
Yeah. So it was just, they go, wow, I can't believe it's DB's balls. And it was two guys that you could, it's very blurry and you can't really see balls. They're doing a move outside of the ring. And I'm like, DB, who's that? I'm like, wait, Daniel Bryan? And then I saw a few other things of people talking about Bryan's wardrobe malfunction. And I didn't even want to look because I got so embarrassed because I'm like, this is my brother-in-law. I can't even look at this. So I just screenshot and sent it to Brie. Like, by the way, then I came into your room, right? Because I didn't text anything. And I felt bad.
She felt very bad for you.
I felt very bad for you, by the way.
Well, so it's really interesting because that's the reaction that women have. And I think it's because whenever it happens to women, it gets overly sexualized, right? And then so it's like, ooh, I saw this or whatever like that.
Yeah.
So I didn't find out about it because nobody backstage, when I came to the back, actually mostly people were either saying, whoa, oh man, that was great, or they were concerned for my neck.
Yeah.
Like several people very mad at me, concerned about my neck. Yes. and so not a single person mentioned it. I went to sleep last night not even knowing that it was a thing. I didn't feel anything. And you think, because that's a sensitive area, you think you'd feel a breeze or something like that, you know? But like last night it wasn't even a thing. It wasn't a thing this morning until I landed and I got two text messages from friends. And all my friends know I'm the worst texter. I never get back or anything like that. So people they stop sending you text messages.
Right.
So that meant when I got two text messages from people saying like, dude, I saw your balls.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, what? You know, like I didn't know what was going on. And so your first reaction is a little bit of embarrassment. But then I just thought it was funny because, so for example, if your boobs come out.
Well, mine did. Remember my nipple?
Yeah. And then all these guys, I don't want to say all these guys, but traditionally men are like, boobs, yay. I didn't see when I looked on social media, nobody said, balls, yay.
No. Right?
I still get screenshots of my nipples sent to me to this day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. I still get it. Oh, I had a boob out and I still get tagged on it. And it's so embarrassing.
I think that's the difference is because people sexualize it for you guys.
Yeah.
Whereas for me, and I wish it wasn't this way, but it's just like a ball out.
Right.
Nobody's like, oh, I want to see some pictures of balls.
Right.
Although one of the things that I might try to do is I might try to get it because nobody in my entire life have I ever been like a sex icon, right? And so maybe I can be the face of like balls becoming sexy.
Yeah.
I mean, as your wife, I will say you have sexy balls.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. No. But you know, Brian does have a really good point because like when I still get tagged in my wardrobe malfunctions that happen, people always, not always, but majority of people will be like, oh yeah, Nikki wanting to show her boobs for everyone, look at her, and then they'll call me an S-word, a slut, a whore, all these things, as if in mid-move, I wanted my boob to be out. I wanted you guys to screenshot it and send it around the world. And then I just noticed, because when I came across yours, it was like, oh no, DB's balls.
I do feel like I've seen a lot of balls in WWE. We saw...
Big shows.
Big shows.
Was that
balls.
Backstage or was that on the show?
Yeah.
Because he was always flopping.
No, he was,
with balls
remember, he was stepping over the ropes and they plopped out.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember
but,
that.
But do you know what? Like in that picture, right? You look at it and it's like, oh, okay, I guess, kind of. You know what I mean? It's not, one, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. Two, like the way that we were wrestling was like a fight. And like, I'm sure it happens with fighters and in MMA and all that kind of stuff, although they wear those kind of longer shorts or whatever. But some of them wear the underwear style briefs when they fight. And so I'm sure it happens, but you don't even think about it. And it's not even a thing. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, it's not.
Nor should it be. It's just so bizarre that for women, you just take this one thing that happens to both men and women. It happens to a guy. It's either funny or insignificant. mm-hmm. and it happens to a woman, and it's a completely different thing.
I agree.
So,
double standard.
That's right. Well, let's talk about something that your balls did really good, and that's produce a baby. Well, that's just, where semen hangs out, right? Semen hangs out in the scrotum?
Just a second. My balls did good last night, too.
Yeah, they did.
They did. But they didn't do as good as mama's belly
right,
over here.
Yeah.
So everyone is dying to hear from you and Artem, and I think what it is our listeners just want to know, like, What are your thoughts on becoming a dad to two and just the way, you know, all of a sudden it's twins being pregnant like a week and a half. And I already know it's so different for you compared to a lot of other men being married to a twin, because it's like you're married to two women. But I think all our listeners are just dying to know, like, what you're feeling inside, your excitement and all of the good stuff.
So Bree knows I've always wanted a second child. So I always wanted two. So I was super happy. And then when Nicole got pregnant and we found out and how close you guys were together, in my mind, it's weird because it registered like, of course, and not of course, like of course, roll eyes emoji, mm-hmm. right? It's not that. It's like, oh, of course. Yeah. This is just how things work with them. Oh yeah. That's just a natural thing. But the idea of that to me is super cool, because I think one of the things that I've really admired about your guys' family is how close you guys are to cousins, because I didn't have a lot of that, right? And so, like, the way that you guys are with Kristen, where she's like a sister to you guys, mm-hmm. like, I didn't have that. I really liked my cousins, but they lived in Northern California and we were in Washington State. I would get to see them at most once every couple years. It wasn't one of those things where I was really close with extended family. I think this is, and especially like with Birdie and Vivian and Birdie, just like I want to go see V. I want to see V. I think that's really cute and it's special. So one, I'm really excited about that, about you guys being pregnant at the same time, about being a father to a second. Obviously I'm excited, but then I got a little bit stressed out just because of how busy you guys are. And so it'd be one thing if you were as busy as you are and I worked here, like, and didn't travel. Or if I traveled like I did, and you worked here and didn't travel. But both of us travel and work and all that kind of stuff. So we've figured it out with Birdie, but even still, there's times where it's like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Because you have to do these things. I have to do these things. How do we make this work? But we've figured it out and got through. Well, now you add a second baby to the mix and that becomes a lot more difficult. All of that to say, I've come to terms with this idea that, because I love when I'm at home with Birdie. So, like, one of the things that I've really, it used to be kind of hard for me at first, but now it's something that I really treasure, is when Bree's gone and I get my Birdie time with just me, because she is such a mama's girl still. So she loves her mama. So all the things that require trust, she wants Bree to do, although she's getting a little bit better with that. Like,
she,
as far as, like,
better.
If Bree and I are both here.
Yeah.
I mean, if Bree's not here, she'll let me do it. But, like, even like something, putting her into a car seat, like, she doesn't want me to do it if Bree's here. Giving her a bath, she doesn't want me to do it if Bree's here. Getting dressed, she doesn't want me to do it if Bree's here. So when Bree's gone, I get to spend this time with Birdie. And she loves it when I do it, and it's fun. And it's like we plan these little play things together and all that kind of stuff. And one of the hard things when I was forced to retire was that I didn't have something else. You know what I mean? Bree had something else, but you can't just, like, you know how it is. You can't just have somebody just clinging on to you. That's not healthy or anything like that.
Right.
But what being a father, especially when Bree's gone, has done is, like, I love being a dad. I love, like, planning little things with Bird. I love looking online when she's taking a nap and finding little cool things that we can do together, or little things that we can do at home together that is like, okay, well, this is good for her brain, but this is also fun, and, like, all that kind of stuff.
You're so good about that.
And so, like,
he really is.
And so finding little, so she likes to swing and she'll swing forever. And I don't know how it started where she wants to go high like a butterfly on her swing, right?
Because we had all the butterflies.
I know, we had all the
and
butterflies.
And she would go high and they would be high up there. So she just thought she was going high like a butterfly.
Yeah. And so, like, and so, I started this thing with her high like a butterfly right away, which means I can push her high. Like the first push is super high.
That's why right? she'll say that, Nicole, right away.
Yeah.
So her first push that's is really what it high. Means.
Yeah.
She said that to me when I was pushing her. I didn't understand what that meant.
Yeah. Well, and because it's, you have to have, I formulated a technique to get her to go super high right away. And I said, so yeah. And then now, you know, like teaching her little things. So I'm trying to teach her right now, breath work a little bit, but that's hard.
He makes her do breath work on the swing before they go high like a butterfly.
But
that
so,
is amazing.
But it's but she doesn't. So when she said it's when cute. Bree says he makes her,
well,
she enjoys it. So and sometimes
it's like a fun activity.
Sometimes she'll say to me, she'll say, "Breathe in, mm-hmm. breathe out, one," and then we go high like a butterfly right away. You know, like all that. So coming up with these fun things, and it's interesting because I've always used what intelligence I have to put it towards wrestling, but now that's changing. And so when I'm thinking about stuff and I use my creativity, I'm using it to think about fun things to do with Bird.
Well, and like you taught her planets.
Yeah.
I was so impressed by when I flew in town, she couldn't wait to tell me about the planets.
Yeah.
I mean, she
and
knows more
about the Milky Way. I was like,
Nicole's like, I got that wrong on Bella Brains.
Yeah. Well, and like, she, wow, and I, you know, I don't know if she understands it, but she can say it now that the Earth circles the sun.
Mm-hmm.
What actually makes a year? It's a full revolution of the Earth going all the way around the sun once. And she's starting to understand that. And not only does she understand it, she enjoys understanding it. She enjoys, because I find all these things interesting. So for me to teach them to her, she's finding them interesting and we're having fun with that. So all of that to say, it's a little stressful because of the date that you're due and all that kind of stuff. But the WWE has been great. They're going to give me 6 weeks paternity leave, which so few places in the United States do that.
Right.
So I'll get to be home that first 6 weeks. But then after that, it's not long until my contract is up. We've been talking about like what we do from there. But to me, in my mind, it's almost like I think I'm just done being a full-time wrestler. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm
found your new passion.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that I love being a dad. I will always love wrestling, right? I will always love wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And I always want to do wrestling. But when I say always do wrestling, that means like maybe once a month or once every couple months.
I know. And I told Brian, I'm like, whatever you want to do, because it is kind of crazy when you think about having two kids. There's a lot of stresses with that. It changes the game. And Brian and I have it down perfect with having a nanny that travels with me. And we just, with Birdie, it's easy right now. And throwing a second kid in the mix, we're both like, okay, we're going to have to adjust our careers and we really need to think about it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, last week, Vanessa Lachey gave you some great advice. If you guys missed it, she was on the podcast because her and Nick are very busy in their career. But I have to say, as a career woman, and we've seen it in the past, if you've watched Total Divas and Total Bellas, I crave, and I too think I found that in Artem, to have someone who wants to be a father like that. Because it's very difficult. My mind works where I love business, I love a career, and I really want to be a mom, but I know I can't have someone be on that same level as me as far as being driven business-wise, because then what does our kid get out of that? And so, Bree, I mean, you're really lucky that you have right. Ryan like that, and I think it's so amazing when your passions do change. And, like, you know, being with Bree and Birdie the past few days, she asked about you so much.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, kept wanting to know where you were at. You guys do amazing job parenting. And I was telling Artem, we were talking about godparents. And I'm like, you know what? Like, I know they never really pick like spouses. Usually they do like brothers and sisters. Right. And I want Bree and Brian as our baby's godparents because of how you guys raised Birdie and the morals.
Aww,
and the attention.
That's really sweet.
And Artem agreed. He said the same.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah. We'll take your baby.
Yeah.
But well, so, we never want that day.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, thank you so much.
I loved this.
I did too. And you guys, this season of Total Bellas, which we go on air April 9th, I think it's really fun to see Brian and our journey on like how, you know, we thought Birdie was it. And so kind of to see just our journey and kind of the ups and downs, not only with our marriage, but also having a second child, but to kind of see the end game be our pregnancy. I'm just really excited for you guys to just go on that with Brian and I. It's really special. And I know you and Artem had a different journey. And the fact that it both ended in pregnancies is just so beautiful.
I agree. And very relatable. So many people in this world, that's, you know, what they go through. We all are in some type of relationship. A lot of us have kids and we all get there in different ways. And it's not always what we were raised to believe, that you find someone, you get married, it's roses and perfect. You have your baby and it's all that Mr. and Mrs. Jones. So
I agree.
It's amazing. It's a very relatable season.
I think it's relatable for husbands too. And especially when they see how Brie changes her mind every 90 seconds about things as substantial as let's have a baby.
Yeah. By the way, Brian, we just watched you and Artem's when you guys filmed together.
Yeah.
We just watched season finale last night, and I get why they want more of you guys.
You guys are good together.
You guys are good. And to hear your guys' conversations. But I go, someone should have been recording Brie and I's faces watching you guys, because Artem would say this about me and I go, oh my gosh, he thinks that? Or I can't believe he said that.
And then you said something like, and I was like, wait, what?
But it was just really cool to hear the man's perspective of just being around men, not being around women.
Right.
Just two guys talking about life. It was really good. Yeah.
And then after that, what we did is we took a bunch of ball picks.
Yeah. Yes. Artem's going to be like, I'm the sexy ball guy.
We're going to do a balls calendar, Artem and I, to promote Total Bellas. Gosh.
We need that.
Yes.
Nicole.
We need all the promotion we could get,
honestly. Well, thank you so much, Sweet Face, for coming on.
Yes, and thank you.
And talking about what happened to you last week, but also, you know, just kind of giving people insight on how you feel about fatherhood and how you're looking forward to our little cute second baby coming.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
All right, everyone. Well, I'll be right back with Artem, but first, a quick break.
Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine. So that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career. And that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids. And I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom. Work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything. As long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast, but before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk, and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England, and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us. It's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because, let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi,
1 in 8 start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
When it comes to decorating my home, I like coziness. I like the boho feel. I want it to be light and airy. Pretty much when you walk into my door, I want you to feel that you are truly at home and you have that warm and fuzzy feeling. So, do you want to know something we've all got in common? Here it is. We all want our home to be our happy place, somewhere where we actually look forward to coming home to. Why not make your home your happy place with Wayfair? and become a happy new resident of the neighborhood. Wayfair welcomes all home decorating styles, so they make it easy to find the perfect product for your home, no matter your taste. Plus, the neighborhood exists in every single zip code because Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love, no matter where they live. Wayfair is the go-to destination for everything home. And with plenty of styles to choose from, Wayfair also makes it easy with fast and free shipping. They'll even help you set up what you get. I have to tell you, one thing I love about Wayfair is their rugs. And this spring, I am getting some new rugs. What I love about Wayfair is that you can literally search the color of rug you'd like, the size, the shape. They even have a diagram of how it would look in your house. Wayfair makes the shopping experience so easy, so quick. A couple little clicks, and before you know it, you have a brand new rug that is on your way to your house. Plus, shipping is pretty incredible. I don't have to wait months for a rug. When I want it, it comes pretty quickly. I love that. Thank you, Wayfair, for making it easy and affordable. So to find your own happy place in the neighborhood, just visit Wayfair on their website or go through the Wayfair mobile app. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come.
Wow, that is so cool. I feel like there's so many times I drive around and I always look and I'm like, oh my gosh, if that was just a park for kids to be at. One thing I find as a mom that is so healthy for my children mentally and physically is places for them to run around that feel safe, that have community. I also feel like it's a great place for kids to be social. So I find it absolutely incredible that Macy's is going the extra yard to really help the emotional and physical well-being of children.
Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
All right, everyone. So we are back for part two of our baby daddy special. Now, I have been seeing all of your tweets and your IG comments, and I know everyone is like, what are Artem's thoughts about me getting pregnant, us having a baby? Because I'll admit, no one's heard from Artem anywhere. And so I am finally bringing Artem on so he can answer all of your questions and we could just know exactly what he's thinking. So what up, baby daddy?
Cool. Sounds great. Ask away.
I said, what up, baby daddy? You never acknowledge me. This is you guys. Our,
that is so not
our
true.
Engagement has already turned into like a 15-year marriage.
I mean, we just woke up together, so.
We did.
So I think
I begged
think
for
you
like
10
kisses this morning.
That is not true.
I even
true.
Made him coffee, and I was like, you have to give me kisses before I give it to you. Yes, I had a beg.
That is so not true.
Mm-hmm.
That is lies.
Well, Artem, talk to us.
What do you want to know?
How, you're going to be a dad. I wish you guys could see a smile right now. You're going to be a dad. How
yes.
does that feel? First time.
Scary.
For both of us.
Well, it feels scary. It feels very scary because obviously I've never was a dad before.
Mm-hmm.
And I have great parents who raised me, I think, really well. And there's just really high expectations. You know, the bar is very high. And I do not want to fail.
Right.
But I'm excited. I mean, I'm obviously excited. Obviously, I don't feel as much as you feel because it doesn't grow inside me. So I don't have that 24/7 feeling of like, oh, something is inside me. So yeah, it's a little bit maybe different than you are. But yeah, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled for that baby to come out and, you know, hold it. And I'm still going to fight you whose side of the bed the baby's going to sleep
well,
on.
Well, we know the baby's going to sleep on
well,
my side.
You know,
I
we'll,
mean, the fact
we'll
that you
talk.
Even want to
we'll
debate
talk.
This is crazy. We were at a dinner last night.
We'll figure it out.
My Birdie B business partner and friend, he and his girlfriend cooked us an amazing dinner because right now we are not going out to restaurants or anything. Everything's home-cooked meals. And Artem, like, out of nowhere in front of everyone, what was brought up about the baby in the beginning, you know how the baby sleeps next to in a bed in a little crib. And obviously, it always sleeps next to the mom. And Artem out of nowhere was like, no, it'll sleep on my side. And I'm like, oh. We're literally about to debate in front of everyone.
Sleep on my side.
Oh, no, you told me that I was going to have to move.
We will alter. One time okay. You sleep there,
well,
one time
go
I
there.
Sleep
Can
there,
we make
you know?
This cute and fun and not go into straight into a debate?
I think it's very cute that I
so
want to try,
I feel
that
like...
I want to sleep next to my baby. I don't think it's negative at all.
Okay, well, until your titties grow breast milk, we will talk.
Hey, if my titties could grow breast milk, I'd be like, please do.
Okay, but anyways, one thing I feel like, Artem, though, that you're really not expressing is how like sensitive you were to all of it. And one thing in our relationship, and even when we were friends, you constantly always talked about being a dad. And even when we started dating, you would send me pics of you and Gleb's little girls. And like, you were probably one of the first guys that I've ever dated who would talk about wanting to be a dad a lot, to where I was like, oh my gosh, this guy really wants to be a dad, which was amazing because I feel like almost every woman or man, when you're with someone, that's what you really want to hear from your guy is like, you want that. Cause you don't get to hear that a lot. They always want to wait and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm getting older. But you were someone who really did crave to be a father and really wanted that in your future. And so even when you found out, Artem did cry, like you got very emotional, and you were very happy. And I think then when it started to set in, I think our first ultrasound, when we heard the first heartbeat, we looked at each other and we're like, okay, now we're really scared. This was fun and now we're scared and nervous, but you have such a sensitive side to it as well that I feel like you don't ever talk about.
So what you want is explore my sensitive side?
Well, I mean, I feel like it comes out anyways.
Oh, I see.
But meaning like you have such a tender heart towards it, like you're so loving and caring. And I think other listeners out there, I'm hoping that you've been in the same boat as us, but we had gotten in a disagreement one morning and it happened to be on a morning of an ultrasound. So I didn't think Artem was going to show up. And I had an appointment before and we didn't communicate before this appointment. And so then when I walked in, Artem was already sitting on the couch at the doctor's. And I remember it kind of took my breath away, like, oh wow, he showed up. Because I really didn't think he was going to show up. But like you really, I don't know. I feel like you don't give yourself enough credit. You always talk about scared and you kind of say excitement. I mean, so you saying that you would even breastfeed our baby, I mean, that to me is like a major sign that you really want to be a dad. So when did you feel like you really wanted to be a father?
It's a hard one to answer because there's no like specific moment where I was like, oh, hey, I want to be a father. But just looking back in my childhood and how parents were with me, and everybody hits certain stage of life where they crave that feeling of having a child. And obviously in our relationship, because it's evolving and it's going further and further and further, I was definitely ready for that step to make. And you, I think it would make an incredible mom, just seeing you with Birdie, how you are all the time and how much care you have, that I wouldn't even doubt or have any thought in my mind that I would not want to have a child with you. Like, if I would want to have a child, I would obviously want to have a child with you. And that combination of things made it easy and made it clear in my mind that that's what I want. You know, it's, you can't just like put like, this was the thing that triggered me to do it. It's just multiple things that happened that make you crave raising something together, care for something together. I don't know. It's like you have the abundance amount of love that you want to share. And I think that's what children comes in for, you know, and having that feeling made you want to have a kid.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm glad that I made you want to have a kid. That's very sweet.
Of course you do. It's like you don't propose to a person, you don't envision having a family.
No, I agree.
You know, you don't, like, that's not at least how my mind works.
Right. And,
but again, my growing up and my childhood could be very different from anyone else's. But that's what my parents made me.
Right. Well, and I think all of us women, and I say women, I'm not like, you know, canceling out the men. I'm saying women because we're the ones that have the babies and grow them and all that. But I think that's what every woman wants to hear from someone she's with. You want a man to look at you or whoever you're with to look at you one day and say, like, I really want you to have my children. There's nothing more special or better feeling than that, because that's just a love that someone has for you, that they want to create life and they trust you so much and love who you are so much that they want children with you and they want children to be like you, because obviously it's a 50-50 thing. And so for me, there's nothing more amazing than that. Nothing is more hurtful than when you have someone look at you and it's just like, I don't want to have kids. You can't help it, but there's something inside of you as a woman that is like, well, what's wrong with me? There must be something wrong. And so it is the most special feeling. And to hear you say that, like, he wants me to have his babies. Oh my gosh. Like, I don't think there's anything more special in the world to hear from someone else than that.
Well, I think that's the most important part of two people being together and loving each other, is because they're creating something together that is absolutely miracle-like.
Right.
And having two people's everything, blood, DNA running in something, I don't know, it's a lot of people saying you understand what love is, or you think you understand what love is, but once that child coming to this world, like, you completely revalue what that word is and what meaning of that is.
Yeah.
And I think that is so special that it's like you have to have that experience.
Right. Now, Artem, we're not finding out our gender till June. So do you want to have a girl or a boy?
Well, that's putting me on the spot, because what if I say one thing and that's something else?
But we're not
will
finding
be?
Out till June. So, I mean, I already know what you want, because you've said it so many times to me.
I'll give you the reason why. Okay.
Why what?
Obviously, people have preferences in who they want to have, just simply because how they feel with themselves. Like, I've danced all my life with girls. I've spent probably more time having conversation with a girl than having with a guy.
Yeah.
Because I've danced for a very long time and it always required a partner.
Right.
And it always required a girl. So I know how to take care of that, and I know how to be with the girl. So to me, like, obviously I would feel most comfortable if it would be a girl.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
Because, I don't know, it's just something like, I can teach her dance, I can take her to the dance classes. I even did my partner's hair at one point. I know I can do that. I know I can take care of those things. You know, it might sound crazy, but that's what
it makes 100% sense. You know? I get it.
That's, to me, most relatable.
Yeah.
You know?
And I could see you with a little girl.
I did play sports when I was a kid. I played soccer and I played hockey. But did I really, like, grow up in this kind of locker room with another 20 guys and, like, hey, bro, what's up? I don't have that experience. That was just no part of my life, really. It was for a short amount of time and it just didn't go anywhere. Of course, I have a guy friends, but, like, even when I meet my guy friends, we talk about dancing or, like, creating a show or some kind of a more creative points. You know, we're not hang out and, like, watching, oh, hey, dude, you want to watch Super Bowl? Not making it a cliche, but like, yeah, I'll watch a halftime when there's a performance.
That's what
but
your
fiance
says.
Do I really care? But do I really care what team plays? That's not so familiar with me as, hey, take you to a dance competition or create a dance or, you know, like, that to me is, it's more relatable because it's just been so long for part of my life.
Right.
You know, so yeah, I'm just feeling that would I be more nervous having a boy? 100%. Because American culture in sports is massive. I mean, you guys are obsessed.
Yeah, we are.
With NFL, it's like crazy, you know? It's a huge part of it. And I'm just not familiar with it. So for me, having a boy and him growing up and, you know, potentially playing sports, I'd be like, yo, can I even throw a ball? okay, I got to learn how to do that. You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
That would be something that I'm going to be nervous doing it because I'm not going to be as confident as like, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But if I take a girl to a dance class, I'd be like, yo, you need to point those toes, you know? Like, you need to
like
do that.
Like how you teach a little birdie.
Yeah, like to me, that's like comes at such a second nature. I don't even think how to do it because it's just natural
right.
for me. You know, but then I can say that if it's a boy, he's not going to be a dancer as well and have the same values as I am. You know,
right.
like I don't want to put something on him already that
no.
I... No, of course, if it's a boy, I want him to choose what he wants to do.
Totally.
And if it's going to be sports, I'm going to totally be like, yo, 100%, you want to do that.
Right.
If you're passionate about that, please do that.
Yeah.
You know, but I'd be like, but you probably have to talk to mama.
Yeah. Oh, you yeah. know? I have
because,
the final say in everything.
Because she had the jerseys and unfortunately.
Oh, when it comes to sports. Oh, for sure. I don't, you
know,
you don't have to worry. I have the sports handled.
Cool.
You handle so dance, I'll handle sports.
That's awesome.
So whatever we end up having, we'll figure it out. We know our strengths. That's good. You know, that's, I think, a really good thing going in. And everyone will know in June,
so
even us. We'll finally
so why
know.
Why are you laughing about it?
Because I just imagined you trying to play football with our kid. Even if it was a girl and she's like, I want to play football. Well, I mean, it'll probably be a big no, girl or boy, because I don't know if I want... our baby playing football because of head trauma, but we'll wait till we get there. So when we have our baby, how much would you want our baby to go back to Russia?
Well, baby's grandparents live there. Of course, I want the baby to go to Russia.
But it's really far, right?
How
far is that
flight? It's like going to New York and back. Not even that long.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like 10 and a half hours.
Oh, there and back. That's one flight.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a long time to take a
well,
baby.
Well, when you go to Europe, to Paris, how long does it take you to go to Paris from LA?
Good point.
Exactly. And you
but
I'm just, do but that in a heartbeat.
Well, but with a baby.
Well,
but so are we going to be going back once a year, twice a year? What do you think?
Well, I don't know yet. We'll figure it out. I mean,
yeah.
I'm hoping that at least once a year would be nice,
yeah.
you know? And
I agree
maybe
with that.
if my parents would like to visit here and it could be like
yeah.
alter, you know, like 1 year they come, 1 year we go. I mean,
agree.
We'll fix it. But yeah, I mean, I grew up with grandparents. My grandparents were like played a massive part of my growing up. I remember
right.
like on the weekends, I was with them 24/7. Like Saturday, Sunday was like, yeah, you're going to be at your grandparents. And that's what it was. And I, you know, I loved it.
Yeah.
My grandma was cooking. My grandpa was cooking. They're telling me
totally.
All the stories, how they used to grow up and that stuff. And probably I didn't appreciate as much back then. But now thinking all of that, like I 100% want my parents' influence because I know how they raised me. And I'm just hoping that I'm going to be even quarter as good as they are.
Aww,
you know, so... So to me, it's extremely important. The other thing is that you should probably ask me a question. Would you want your child to speak Russian? I'll say absolutely.
I agree. I think definitely. Or
I think it's a huge
speak.
Advantage. The more languages you know, the better.
I know. My dad, who speaks more Spanish than English, never spoke to us because he was just trying to figure life out. And I get it. He was just turned 19. But that's something Bree and I have really missed out on. And there's a period of time in my life where I could understand Spanish because it was spoken so much, or he'd take us on trips to Mexico. But then I really lost it. And it's something that I'm like, oh, I could literally be fluent in Spanish right now. Like my father's wife only speaks Spanish and his two kids. They live in Mexico and here I'm not even fluent. So I totally agree. The more languages, the better. And especially because your parents only speak Russian. They don't speak English, and your brother. So, but I'm just waiting for the day that our child gets upset at me and yells at me in Russian or is only going to talk to me in Russian and be like, what? Let me get Google Translate.
It's going to be our secret. We'll just speak Russian
yeah,
to each
see.
Other.
Yeah, see. I'm going to just like hire a tutor around me 24/7. Not
well,
a tutor, I mean a translator.
No, tutor was a perfect
no,
word.
No, translator.
Tutor is the right one. You should probably start hiring
I am
now.
I'm never going to be able to learn Russian. Tell me a
you
sentence
see,
in Russian.
You see, that's negative thinking.
Tell me a sentence in Russian.
No, yeah. That's really long. Tell me like a few words in Russian.
What do you mean? Like, tell me sentence. Oh, that's right. I haven't even said a sentence.
Say, how are you? Because I've heard
that's
you.
That's really long.
Say, how are you?
No, I'm going to teach a different one.
Which one?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Тебя.
Тебя.
Люблю.
Люблю. I know that
there
one.
There you go. You see?
I love you.
You see? Easy. You've done it. You know what it is.
Okay.
You're already halfway there.
Yeah, but it's still going to be tough. At least I know the eyes. Yeah. That's great. Tout bleu. Is that the U?
Люблю.
Люблю. See, it's so much tougher in Russian.
Well, yeah, it's a different language.
But it's like a hard language.
It's a hard to pronounce. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Artem.
It just might be not as glamorous as French, but it's still a language.
Well.
And it's still a very important language to both of us.
I agree. Well, before I let you go to do baby daddy duties, like put the crib together or something. By the way, can I just say that I love the fact you're very handy. That's a huge blessing because a lot of people aren't anymore. What are your expectations when the baby comes? Like, how would you love to see life when our baby comes in August? What would be your ideal fairy tale of how life is for us? Where we live, maybe travels. I don't know. You tell me.
Well, definitely I think travel, at least in the beginning of it, right. For sure. How it is, just like overwhelmed with little ones and just want to squeeze every inch of it and just be like near 24/7 and, you know, fighting for whose baby is going to be on what side sleeping.
Artem.
That's going to be my expectations, you know? My expectation is just to experience something that you can't even imagine what it is until you actually have it,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, just like thinking of like, what is this baby going to grow up doing? And like what the first word that baby would say? It was going to be like probably data, you know? Hopefully data.
Is this going to be a competition like our whole lives or with the baby? Let the baby gravitate to who it wants to say its name to first.
Right, by having baby
on
your side.
If you are like constantly going to be saying dada, there's no competition. Look, I love the fact that you want to be so hands-on, but you need to let mommy and baby have its moments, okay?
Without competing. For sure. I mean, okay. I can't feed the baby, obviously.
Unless next time you want to be the one who will gain 60 pounds, have the hip shift, go through all the pains daily.
You know what?
First trimester,
my
crazy hangover
would
sick.
Be able to do that, I would have no problem.
I love it how every man says that.
Because it's true. Because
well,
it's
you
like
say
we
it
never
now
been
you
given,
go through it.
We never, obviously, we never would be given that opportunity to experience. Don't you think? Every single man secretly, and I mean, even look at the Brian, like,
right, oh,
like Brian would be
it.
Like, oh, 100% I would carry the baby and do that. And I mean, no, this I just know. Says, like, hey, just because nature did not made a man to carry a baby, it doesn't mean we wouldn't want to experience that bond, you know?
I agree. So, we had Vanessa on the podcast last week. Well, you were here at the house, you saw her. So, you know, she did say that pregnant women are the sexiest and like how Nick was and how, you know, men are to their women when they're pregnant. So I want to know, am I the sexiest? Not that I'm fishing for a compliment, but am I the sexiest woman on the planet to you right
of
now?
Of course you are.
Well, you don't tell me it enough.
Well, you are the sexiest woman, not just in the planet, in the universe. How about that?
Wow. So hotter than some alien chicks that are up in the stars?
Totally.
Well, what makes me so sexy?
Everything about you.
Oh.
Since you wake up and open your eyes with a smile and try to kiss me or tickle me.
Yeah, lucky you.
Everything. What do you mean lucky? Like, I never do that. You just make it seem like the relationship is so one-sided.
You used to do that so much. Now I attack you every morning. Right. I know everyone knows what I'm talking about. When you first start dating a man and having the sleepovers and like you wake up to them like pushing your hair back behind your ears and staring at you. And then what happens? A year and a half goes by and it's like, hey, can you push my hair back again and just gaze into my eyes?
That's so not true.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah. How many times do I have ask you to kiss me like you did in the dance? Artem gave me the like sexiest, passionate kiss when we did our dance to Rita Ora.
I was like, whoa. Because it's just bad.
Because how he grabbed my face and, oh, it was so hot. He's so mad. Okay. Well, I'm very happy you came on the podcast because people have been dying to hear from you. And I just have to say, I'm really excited to be on this journey with you. I know that God brought you into my life to be on this journey with. So you were definitely an answered prayer and a blessing.
No.
You were. And you are. Just keep kissing me every morning.
Okay.
Take showers with me. Just get the tip from Vanessa. Marble shower.
Right. So am I building one right now?
Yeah. Marble, please.
Got it.
Okay.
Done deal.
I love you.
Love you more.
All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. And thank you to our baby daddies for coming on the show and sharing their intimate thoughts with the world. Oh, so cute. And make sure to tweet us your questions for Bella Army Q&A with the hashtag Bella's Podcast. And call 833-QBELLAS to ask us for on-air advice in our segment, Dear Bellas. Show us love by rating the show, leaving a review, and hitting subscribe. Until next week, remember to stay fearless. And you always go Brie mode. If you drink along with us. See you next Wednesday. And as Birdie likes to say,
bye-bye.
Hey, this is Jeff Lewis from Radio Andy. Live and uncensored, catch me talking with my friends about my latest obsessions, relationship issues, and bodily ailments. With that kind of drama that seems to follow me, you never know what's going to happen.
You can listen to Jeff Lewis live at home or anywhere you are. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.